This is probably the biggest haul of shipwreck treasure ever found, the result of a secret operation codenamed Black Swan off the coast of Europe. Odyssey won't reveal the identity of the ship or even when it sank, to avoid giving clues to other treasure hunters. Odyssey will only say it went down in international waters. In these crates are 17 tons of silver and gold coins and other valuables, arriving in the U.S. destined for a secret location. Mark Gordon from Odyssey Marine Exploration says an expert in 17th century coins estimated the value of the haul.
He looked at a representative sampling of the coins, and in amongst the group that he saw, he was able to determine that there were values ranging from $400 to $4,000 for individual coins, and the mean value of the group he looked at was about $1,000.
Those crates could hold about $500 million. At an exhibition at this museum in Tampa, Mark Gordon explains his company's work. In the U.S., a big media splash about the Black Swan hoard has triggered a new fascination in pirate ships and treasure. Eugene Halseybrook came to see the exhibits.
I like it. I've actually visited some of the exhibits and find it very interesting.
Odyssey estimates there are some 3 million shipwrecks worldwide. The company combs the seabed using this vessel. Operating it costs $35,000 a day. If treasure is found, the company determines if anyone may have a claim to it, unlikely in the case of a pirate ship, then petitions a U.S. court to get ownership. Odyssey's Vice President of Attractions, Roger Kurz, says once the court rules in favor, the bounty can be sold.
Then we send our Zeus, our remotely operated vehicle, down to pick up more artifacts. Then we put them into the conservation phase. And if we find one or two or three or four items, we would put those in the Odyssey collection, which we keep forever. If we find more than that, then we put them for sale so that guests throughout the world can retain a piece of history.
We've moved from a world of dusty charts to a new world of high-tech digital databases.
Odyssey is the only publicly traded treasure hunting company in the U.S., but the business is unpredictable. It reported a net loss of $3.8 million in the first quarter of 2007. However, Executive Vice President Mark Gordon is upbeat.
We're inventing an industry, and I think we may be at the point now where maybe the oil industry was near turn of the century. Our financials are public. Anyone can look at them. We run a very episodic business. When you have a find and you can monetize the find, we're very profitable.
Critics such as the Institute of Field Archaeologists accuse private companies like Odyssey of ransacking shipwrecks for profit. And Odyssey is reportedly in a legal wrangle with the Spanish government over the Black Swan treasure. Spain says it might be one of their galleons that went down in its territorial waters. But Odyssey says it'll press on with its work and has even teamed up with the Walt Disney Corporation to cater to the public appetite for sunken treasure. In Tampa for VOA News, I'm Steve Mort.